Welcome to the Adult Autism, A Spectrum of Uniqueness podcast, a podcast series for adults on the autism spectrum or those who think they might be autistic. Here's your host, Chris Quarto. Hello again, Autism Nation. Thanks for joining me today on another episode of the Adult Autism, A Spectrum of Uniqueness podcast. This week we are joined by Drew Shaw. And Drew, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
And Drew, you're part of the Autism Alliance of Michigan, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about that in a minute, but we met, it's been close to a month ago, I think it was at the Navigating Autism Today conference, which is a conference that is, I believe, hosted by the Autism Alliance of Michigan. And as I understand it, there are actually two conferences that they do a year. I had attended one last October. It was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then the one where you and I talked briefly was in Novi, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit. So it was awesome talking to you. And you had told me that, yeah, I'd like to kind of do my own podcast someday. And I thought, well, man, would you like to be on my podcast? And you said, sure. And so I really appreciate you agreeing to do this. So thanks again.
Yeah, no, it's no problem. And I mean, yeah, you've nailed that right on the head. Like, doing a podcast or anything, you know, very similar to this, I would absolutely love to pursue it. And yeah, I mean, you know, I was so glad to be able to talk with you. And yeah. Especially being a part of this podcast, I can't wait to, you know, be able to listen to this and anything beyond. So
that's awesome. Well, listen, I'm kind of interested. Could you tell the Autism Nation audience, what is the Autism Alliance of Michigan all about? What's this organization about?
So just to put it in a bit of a broad term, so the Autism Alliance of Michigan, we basically help those who have autism, their parents, family members, perhaps they're just friends of friends, and we try to help them in a variety of settings. So we have a few different branches, and I'm just going to go over at least a couple key ones.
Yeah.
So the first one is the Navigator program, which is one of the biggest pillars and one that I am a part of.
Okay.
And so with the Navigators, we help to, well, in our name, we help to navigate parents and those who want to help out their, you know, autistic child or adult seek out services.
Okay.
So let's say that you have somebody who needs ABA services in the Oakland County.
Okay.
So what we do is you would contact the Navigator, and we have a resource directory that we're connected to, and a parent or provider, anybody can get on this directory as well.
Oh, okay.
And so we would give a list of different resources, and it's like, okay, we have, let's say, like 15 different, you know, organizations that all do ABA in the Oakland County. So that's basically just a broad brief summary of what the Navigators do. And one other branch that we have as well is the employment branch, we call it the Upbound program.
Okay.
And so that helps those autistic adults who, like, maybe there's some difficulty with finding employment, and it could be for a variety of reasons. Maybe
sure.
It could have just been something with a disease that just happens to be, you know, around the world and so on. Other times, maybe their interviewing process might not be as accepted by others, or maybe their resume is a little outdated. It could be. So when you talk to someone through the Upbound program, we help guide through those steps and
okay.
to ensure some employment. And even if it's not like guaranteed employment, we at least help to get them on the right path.
That sounds wonderful. It sounds like kind of going back to the Navigator thing, and that's what you're part of that component of the Autism Alliance of Michigan, it almost sounds like you serve as a bridge between what autistic folks or their parents or whomever it is, they're looking for services, and the services are over here, and you're kind of playing that bridge role. It's like, okay, let me help you find these, what you're looking for. Is that sort of what it is?
I love the bridge analogy. Absolutely. Yes, that is absolutely what we try to do. It's sometimes not always easy to, you know, be able to seek out the resources. I mean,
right,
there are some parents that may not even know that these organizations, you know, exist, or that they,
right,
you know, they're not always given this set, like, calendar, these set resources. And that's what we basically want to do. We want to show, like, there are all of these different locations, and even the organizations that we have within the directory, they're really appreciative, and they might even have a few questions for the navigators as well. So
yeah,
it's, we're helping, you know, we're helping those with autism, but we're also helping, like, the community as a whole. Like, we're all kind of gathered together, and we're all going to pursue this path together.
Right. Yeah. So you really play a vital link to get bring people together. And I'm guessing that there are times that autistic folks, their parents, they might not know exactly what they need, what they're looking for, and you might have some ideas, right? Because of your knowledge of the resources, you might know that, hey, you know, based on what you're telling me, I think that this kind of an organization might be able to help you. Is that kind of what you do?
So that is something that I wanted to pursue a little bit more. I do
okay.
a little bit of that on the side, but for my role in the organization, so I am the Navigator Resource Specialist, which
okay.
is a little bit of a mouthful, but basically what it does is I help to manage a few different things. So okay. The biggest one is the resource directory, which I had talked about briefly earlier, but it's a set of resources that are all around Michigan. Well, we especially try to get all around Michigan. There are some areas like the UP and everything that it's like, it's a little bit tougher. And so if there are those in the Upper Peninsula that wish to be a part of the directory, they can, like, anybody that wants to, that's not already in, they can connect with me and I can help set up their profile. Most it takes 24 hours, but the very least it takes like 10 minutes. So
oh, okay.
I try to be really quick and proficient. And we have, I believe it's 16,000 entries.
Wow.
So now, of course, that doesn't mean there's 16,000 organizations, but a lot of them are just like multiple, you know, an organization that works in like 7 or 8 different locations. And for each of those, they also work with, like, oh, some do ABA, but they also do occupational therapy. Some do speech. Some may even have like educational resources, tutoring, maybe
sure.
some psychology, counseling, and so on.
Yeah.
So we try to definitely get as many resources and different types of resources that we can. So
yeah, and you mentioned the Upper Peninsula, and some people might who don't live in Michigan may not know what that is, but that's the extreme north part of Michigan. And if you've ever driven up there, anybody who's listening to this, and if you've ever driven up there, you'll know what I'm talking about. It almost seems like a different world. It's kind of seems like sometimes like a wilderness almost, but there aren't a lot of resources up there, I know. So do you find in your resource directory, are there organizations that provide online telehealth, you know, ways that people, autistic people, could link up with a provider, maybe kind of like how you and I are talking right now on Zoom? Are there organizations that provide that kind of service for folks?
Absolutely. And I mean, it was definitely, obviously, before COVID and everything, it was like very few actually provided that option, just because if you would think of like a therapy session, sometimes you just think of oh, well, it's, you know, got to be in person. If it's online, it seems less personable. But as we discovered through COVID and even afterwards, you find out that you get just as much of an impact, and sometimes even more so, just because you don't have to rely on the location anymore. You're in like the comfort of your own home. And so, in a way, you almost get this somewhat like natural feeling about you. And so, maybe you might even get more out of a therapy session online as opposed to in person. But yes, so the resource directory does have a lot of those. And what's always interesting too is it's not only like big, like bigger organizations, you know, with like 40 plus employees, but it could also be like individual therapists as well, and even some that have autism themselves. And that's actually one thing that parents might even look for their, you know, autistic child or adult. They want to seek out someone that understands what their child or what their adult is going through. And if you feel that connection, I mean, you would think that it just feels like a more successful session if you both understand each other. And in a lot of ways, that's definitely correct. So.
Yeah, it's almost like this person really gets me. They've been there. They understand kind of what I'm going through, all that kind of stuff. And I wonder too if, because we're kind of talking about, you know, resources that might be more therapeutic or therapy, you know, in nature. But aren't there other types of resources besides therapy? There are other types of resources, right? Aren't there like educational resources and other things that are available too?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we've tackled on different, like even different adult things. There might even be some, there are some that might call about employment, but not to like get into the Upbound program, but it could just be like a general question, or it could be so there's a lot of different ones as well. Support groups are always a big thing too. Like when you have someone with autism, you know, a child with autism, sometimes if you don't feel like you have a support group or anybody that has that same understanding, it feels like you're isolated in a way. It's just like you and this child with autism, and you're not always sure what to do. Support groups are always big, and they're always like one of the top things that parents and sometimes even providers will want to, you know, help out, you know, a child that they have who's maybe they have ABA therapy. But it's like, you know, we need like this support group kind of thing. And it's like, we can get started on that. And some would even be like, you know what? I like this so much. Let's go ahead and start our own support group. And there it is. There's another entry, and there's another resource for parents, and even more like, and even more supports to, you know, you're never alone. You're never alone out there. You know, we're just connecting more of the bridges to connect all of us together. We're all in this together.
And you've we've been talking about this Navigator resource. And where can people find this? Because this sounds like a marvelous thing, but how do you find this resource?
So I would say, so the biggest, if you would want to, so our website, so it'll be autismalllianceofmichigan.org. So that is one place where you'll be able to connect with multiple things, whether it's you want to connect with a navigator through, you know, maybe you'll want to call or give them an email, the resource directory, if maybe you would want to take the steps yourself, if you want to look for the therapies or support groups through there. Obviously there's also the employment section as well. There's a whole lot of multiple things you'll see on the site, and I'm currently on it right now. So I know that the biggest thing we have, which I wasn't sure that it's a gala that we hold every year as well. The conferences that we have, I mean, this last one that we went to a few weeks back, it was amazing. It was
It
one of the
was
first
great.
times that I had ever done a presentation actually like for this conference. And It was very, very enlightening, and parents are just always so thankful, not only for, because I give information, but I also try to be very comforting because
Sure.
you can see facts and statistics and everything else. But sometimes you just want to be able to hear a story. Sometimes you
That's
want
right.
to get this understanding, this feeling, and parents were just always so appreciative of that. And so, well, I got off track, but this gala is amazing. It's not quite like the conference and everything, but it's always something that I'm looking forward to. I'm going to be volunteering there as well, and I'm excited for that, and many other conferences along the way. So,
And the gala is actually that's a fundraising event. Is that correct?
yes, that is correct. That is,
Okay.
I believe it is on April, yep, it is on Saturday, April 20th.
Okay. All right. Well, I forgot to ask you, how did you get involved with the Autism Alliance of Michigan and the whole field of autism? I mean, what was the appeal? What was the draw for you?
So we will kick back and I will tell you a tale. So
Okay.
so when I was 2.5, I'd shown behaviors. I was mostly like very quiet, or I would oh gosh, I would grind my teeth against the wall. It's
Okay.
like I wasn't sure. I think it's mostly like a sensitivity kind of thing. Maybe it relaxed me, we weren't sure, but I was taken into the U of M hospital, and so I was diagnosed with autism. And so, flash forwarding to my middle school days, it was around then that I really started to question. I'm like, why is it like I feel like I'm different? And obviously, that's not always bad. It's good to be different. 8 billion people out there, no two people are going to be the same. And so I looked into myself and I actually did a bit more research, knew that I had autism, and I felt like I like, oh, I have this like, good understanding, and I've also been helping my brother who also has autism as well. Well, he has Asperger's. And so I would help him out with homework, and what I've discovered is that I teach him in a way that it felt like no other person could. It's like, teacher is great. A teacher's there to teach, and that's actually what I wanted to do. But I felt like I taught it somewhat differently because I knew my brother, and I like knew to teach him in a very specific way. And I'm like, you know what? I need to do this. I need to get like a bachelor's, and I want to become a special ed teacher. I got a little diverted from that, flash forwarding to, gosh, a few years ago, like right as COVID hit, I got an internship at the Alliance, and oh my gosh, like it was so amazing getting to meet all the employees. They were all just so passionate and loving, and just it felt like I was working alongside like almost like a family kind of thing. I had never experienced anything like that. And so even when I got my master's degree, I went back there and I would apply for a job. I got part-time. A few months later, I would go full-time, and now I've been the position that I am today. And I mean,
That is
it's
so
been
awesome.
it's been incredible. And I'd like to be able to I've trying to be like summing up more and more of my story. It's like, here's somebody with autism. Nobody knew what to expect in like the mid 90s, because this was like around when it wasn't as prevalent as it was today. Like now it's like one in 37 or something, as opposed to one in 200 some. But it's like someone who's diagnosed with autism wants to help others with autism, has a master's degree in autism, and is currently working in an organization that helps thousands of people with navigating through autism. And it's like it's like one in a million. And I'm so glad that I've kept on this path.
It sounds like a perfect fit for you. The way things kind of aligned, and you got your degree, you got this internship, you got the part-time, full-time job now. It sounds like it was just a match made in heaven for you.
It was.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still reeling back about it. I'm like, I'm trying to like I said, and as I would explain the story too, like with the conference, and I had even done a few others as well. Like there was a conference over in Michigan State that I had done, and I mean, it was like everyone, and I say this, everyone and their grandma loves to, hear stories like this. And it's
Yes.
like, yeah, I would love to be able to spread the story. And so I'm like, obviously one of the first things I thought of was an autobiography, but it's like, okay, but I actually need to type up. I need to,
Right.
be able to, I have like little to no experience on that. So, and then
Right.
I was like, okay, well, now what about podcasting? I'm like, that sounds really good. And obviously it's, I mean, of course, it's not the only reason I'm here. Of course not. No, never. No, I love being able to, like talk with you and everything. And when we were talking at the conference, it was so nice, and
Yeah.
very pleasant environments. And it was,
Yeah.
oh my gosh, it was just amazing. Like
It
we
was
had
a great
over
experience.
600 people coming to this, which I
Yeah.
felt like we got 100 plus more than last year, although granted last year was a bit of a snowstorm, but
Yeah. And this was
oh.
a conference for autistic people and their families, mental health professionals, other types of professionals too, but it was a fantastic conference. It was great for me to be able to talk to people like yourself and others who are struggling with autism for whatever reason. But it was just nice to be able to see everybody and just to be part of that. And I think that the listeners might have some questions for you and want to follow up with you at some later time. How is it that they could contact you if they have some questions? They might live in different states, but maybe you could still give them some ideas about resources in their own states. How can they contact you if they have any questions, Drew?
So I would say the best way is usually through my work email,
Okay.
which is this should so it would be Drew Drew
Okay.
dot Shaw Shaw
All right.
at AAOMI.org.
Okay.
And so basically they can be able to email with any sort of questions they might have. And of course, granted, if there are different states, while I might not know exactly the resources, in those locations, I mean, I'm also just available if like we're emailing back and forth, and if you want to be able to do like a, well, I usually do a Google Meet just because Zoom calls, I don't know, I'm a little inexperienced when it comes to hosting those, but we'd be able to just kind of Google Meet, and we can talk through anything. And if there's any questions that even I might not answer, but maybe a navigator perhaps would, then I'd be able to try to connect you with one of the navigators. And I mean, they are the nicest people, and we meet with them like, every week, and I'm on this chat like every day talking with them. They're always finding new ways to, gather new resources out there. We're answering some of the tougher questions. I mean, there are some that it's like, oh, we're just looking for, occupational therapy. Oh, we're just looking for a support group. It's like, okay. But not all questions are going to be, cut and dry. There may be some that it's like, what's the difference between SSI and SSDI? Or maybe like, oh, okay, here's where you get a diagnosis. And it's like, okay, well, do they accept this so-and-so insurance? What am I able to do afterwards?
Yeah.
How do I contact this place? Or I don't know. Like, there's a whole lot of different follow-up questions. So we're always trying our best to answer everything, within our scope, and we're gonna be there for you every step of the way. So
Well, that's quite a resource that you're offering to folks, because I can I think it could be very overwhelming for some people to figure out where do I turn first for X, Y, or Z, whatever service that they're looking for. And the fact that you're providing them with these resources and you and folks that you work with have that kind of knowledge, I think that that's a really nice support that you offer for people across the state. So, well, Drew, thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time. And your expertise, and good luck if you start your own podcast at some point in time.
No, I appreciate it. And yeah, no, thank you for having me. This is a very nice experience. And yes, if I can get a start on that podcast, yes, I will be sure to let you know
Okay. You have a good rest of the day.
then.